That's a lot of things.
Yeah, needs NZC testing and clear.
KZKGO monitoring statewide one. KZKGO monitoring statewide one.
KZKGO NWRO statewide one on an NHT. I'll copy.
NWRO KZKGO sound good. I'm in Grand Rapids, so I want to check the power out here.
Your signal is good, too. It is your ultra quality, if you know what that means.
Nope, I didn't get that part there. I heard that I'm sounding good, but you sound pretty good on the HT in your backyard.
Yeah, that's my concern. I'm out front porch trying to mount climate with this thing. So, yeah, your signal is good. I was joking, it's a Victor Delta quality. You made it down to Mount Clemens. This is NWRO.
Yeah, you sound good, Tim. Like I said, it's the HT and the new whip you got on there. Nice and clear. KCKGL.
All right, sounds good, Tim. Let you know your signal is good. NWRO, after you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I'll send it through to you. I'll talk to you on the phone, KCKGL.
What's up, boys?
WABD, KCKGO. Yeah, I'm in Grand Rapids on DMR. My co-worker's stuck somewhere by Saranac and the some type of accident and stuff, so he's like 20 minutes behind me.
How very good. All I got with me is a handy talking, so my signal's terrible. I'm sorry, but I'm going to be out of here in about 2 minutes anyway. So I just heard you guys there. Thought I'd say hi.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you in the flip 73 on your final. KCKJL.
Okay, take care. Tim, if you're still listening, I used some of your EMR IDs today and programmed them in some of the ARPSC radios.
I put the EMR ID in there and I downloaded it. It doesn't show up on your HD.
You're saying it not right.
Well, I see yours as NAKPV, but I know it's you. But I'm saying on your end, what is mine coming across as me or as Walt? I put in my 319-727, whatever it is.
So what it does is it takes the digits and converts it to whatever the contact is.
Okay, as long as it shows in there. That's what I programmed in there, KCKGO-com.
Thing is, we work remarkably well for a freaking handy talkie. All right, talk to you later.
WABD, KCKGL 73.
Hey, WRO, I copy both.
KCKGL monitoring statewide one.
KCKGO WABD.
KCKGO monitoring statewide one.
About time you got out of bed.
Well, I think my coworker is a little bit farther ahead, so I can't reach my DMRS. So I had to jump over to DMR.
Where are you at? You're not in very good.
Lansing. I just bounced on to 69 East from 96 East, right around Lansing.
Oh, very good. Yep, Dave and I are heading towards Pontiac.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
There we go. Now you won't scan away anymore. W-A-B-D.
No, this one isn't scanning. I just got to change channels, but I got them all marked. KCKGO. KCKGO hanging out on statewide one for a bit while I travel. Let's see how far I get.
Roaming.
I don't know how to roam it. I don't think this one roams because it doesn't have GPS in it. It doesn't have that IP that I thought it did because it's not the stock software.
You'll figure it out. God knows there's an uprating on that software. You'll figure it out, I'm sure.
Well, I looked in OpenDD 77 when I uploaded it, and I didn't see anything there in regards to scanning. But I'm wondering if I can set up at least EMR to scan. But it doesn't do it like Motorola, though.
Well, yeah, I don't know what they call it. Motorola calls it Roam. So you have to build a Roam list in order for that to work. I'm not sure what they call it. I can look for you and figure it out. It wouldn't take me long to figure it out.
Yeah, it's OpenGD77. That's the firmware that's in it. So I'll probably fiddle around with it when I get home, bring my laptop in, kind of thing.
All right. Yeah, that'll work good. So, okay. All right. Yeah, you know I'm going to be out of town starting tomorrow. I've got an office meeting tomorrow, a non-executive meeting, as you like to tease me. And then we're heading north. We're going to go. I've rented a cabin on Higgins Lake.
Well, that sounds like fun. I was just up that way last Friday, and I'm on vacation next week, so.
I'm looking forward to it.
You deserve it, you and Marianne both.
Yeah, the kids are going to be about 1,000 feet away, which is fine. You know, close enough to play with them and close enough to give them back. I'll be right back, Tom.
Well, that's what grandpas do. You fill them full of sugar and everything else like that, and you hand them back. It's kind of dark to the east. I'm in Lansing, but it's starting to rain, and it looks dark. Well, NKPD/WEPD, get your meeting. I don't know if I can get a hold of my other tech here that's a couple miles ahead of me. 73 and enjoy the meeting, KZHKJO.
KE8SDR, statewide one.
KZHKJO, statewide one. KZHKJO, statewide one.
KZHKJO, KE8SDR, statewide one. Good evening.
KE8SDR, KZHKJO, where are you located? I'm in Flint right now.
I am in New Baltimore on the Mount Clemens repeater right now.
Ah, gotcha. I'm on the Flint Tower and heading towards Memphis.
All right, I gotcha. I'm assuming you're taking the old I-69 corridor. Quite familiar with that drive down to Memphis.
I got about 2 miles behind a coworker. Ended up in Zeeland, then we hit Wyoming, and now we're hitting back to our own CTH. He's in Riley, I'm in Memphis.
Very nice. That's quite a day driving you going there. Work take you out that way?
100%. The only time we travel distance. Last Friday, we did Petoskey, and then we did Sheboygan, St. Ignace, Mackinac City, and then back to Memphis and Riley.
Yeah, that's I'd say that's quite a bit of driving. What occupation do you need to keep you on the road that much?
Coworker and I are the top tech specialists for the state, so we go where we're needed.
Copy that. Now I'm just out on the road here, going to pick up some dinner, kind of in the local area. I live outside of Richmond, so familiar with the Riley and Memphis area.
Yeah. All right, so are you in Chesterfield or are you in New Baltimore?
So I live in a little town called Casco, kind of out in the middle of nowhere land, but heading into New Baltimore to grab some Chicken Shack right now. So dealing with the evening traffic on Green Street, 23 Mile Road, the joys.
All right, you're there off of this. Yeah, that's what, Sinclair Highway 12?
Yes, sir. St. Clair Highway is the nearest large road to me. I'm kind of off a church from that way. I'm out on a dirt road. So it's peaceful out that way. It's pretty nice.
Okay, so you're off the beaten path. I got it. Well, the name here is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike.
Oh, Tom, pleasure to meet you. Name here is Mike. When you're at your own QTH, are you What repeater you normally hit, if you're hitting one on DMR?
When I get close to home, I'm usually hitting the Mount Clemens tower. When I get in the house, I got a HD that connects to an open spot.
Roger that. I need to get an open spot going, because I've tried. I can kind of listen to the Mount Clemens repeater at home, but the HT with I got a metal roof on the house. The RF and metal roofs don't really like each other.
Yeah, I get that. That's why I use open spot.
That's the open spot work out pretty good for you? I know there's a number of hot spots out there now, but the market seems to be semi-flooded with them.
Yeah, it works out pretty well. Like I said, I pull my HT down to like 50 milliwatts, and I can go in the backyard and walk around the house, and it works just fine. I got one of the open spot ones, so it is a hard network connection. It's not Wi-Fi, but it does the trick. It didn't cost me that much, and it works for me. I can get on to 51, you know, or 52, or I can go through Brandmeister, get on TG90, 193, you know, all of them. So it works out pretty good.
Oh, man, that's, I'm going to have to look into that. That seems pretty nice, especially, I wouldn't mind being able to tune into, like, Event 3 or Event 4 when the weather moves through. It's just nice to keep an ear out what's coming in.
KCK Joe, 100%. Yeah. Have you ever thought of, since you live in Macomb County, you ever thought of joining ARPS, Amateur Radio Public Service Corps? They meet every Thursday night at 127.2 on the radio, and then every third Thursday is our meeting in-house.
No, I've been trying to find some local clubs to join. I'm gonna have to look into that one. I had a little bit of a hiatus from the hobby. Got into it in college, and then work took me all around the country for the last couple of years. So, just getting back into it in the local, you know, in the Macomb County, St. Clair County area. So, I thought that was ARMS, KE8SCR, Freddie.
Yeah, ARPS, Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. And it's on the Mount Clemens VHF 147.2 PL100 with a .6 negative offset. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow's meeting at 7 o'clock, you'll hear Dave, K8NYU, and Mike, NEPDV. They're the two event coordinators or emergency coordinators from Macomb County. So check it out tomorrow at night. They can give you more information on it. I've been doing it for about 6 months.
Awesome. I appreciate that. I'll have to think, do they use EchoLink on that by chance? I don't have a high power VHF to be able to get into that. This is the mobile I have in the truck is UHF only, Hytera commercial DMR that I've got opened up for the amateur frequencies and the 25 kilohertz spacing.
If you can download EchoLink, and you just got to send a picture license on that, and then download EchoLink, and the Mount Clemens, Mount Clemens County ARPS repeater is on there.
Awesome. I'm going to have to check that out tomorrow night. I appreciate the info. But I am pulling into my destination, so I'll say 7-3s for now, Tom. It was a pleasure meeting you. I'll be clear on your final, KE8FCR.
Sounds good, sir. You can catch me on QRZ, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. And my email is in there. If you want to send me an email, just buzz it through, then I'll give you more information on ARPS in here and contact people. KE8FCR 73, have a good evening. KC8KJO, clear and monitoring.
This one, KC8KJO, stay right on.
KCAKJO from KF8EDQ.
Good afternoon, or good evening, whatever.
I've heard your call sign out here a couple times today. I wanted to give you a shout out and test this new radio, a new DMR radio here.
I'm a Mayville, and I'm in English.
Very good, very good. Yeah, how are you doing today? I believe we've spoken before on the MI1 network. That was some time ago, but I listen to all the networks around here, but I hear you quite often. How are you doing today?
Oh, just peachy. On the way home, I was in Zealand, and then I had a good...
All right. Very good. I worked all day today, and I got quite a bit done, so I'm pretty happy with myself. The rain stopped, so I'm probably going to take my dogs for a walk here in a minute. But it's been nice to talk to you. This is KFAEDQ. I'll be clear and listening.
There we go. Now I'm on Burnside. Sorry about that, KKK Joe. I'm back on the air.
Yeah, no worries, Tom. That's all right. I was wondering what happened there, but I wasn't sure if it was my radio or what was going on there, but thanks for coming back to me. My day's been going pretty good, and I'm ready to relax for the rest of the day, that's for sure. Thanks for coming back to me. This is KFAEDQ.
Oh, yeah, we've talked on more than one occasion. Aren't you on the west side, or are you up on the north end?
I'm up in Saginaw Township, coming at you off of the James Township repeater. The name's Mike over here, and I'm in Saginaw.
That's right. Yeah, I got a different DMR radio, so it does an auto scan for me or IP scan like the Motorola did. I got a TYT MP9600, so still trying to figure out how to make a scan.
Copy that. I wish I could help you out with that, but. I don't know. I don't know anything about that radio. Other than that, are you driving somewhere? You're on the road.
Yeah, I'm 16 on the eastbound, just past the Rapid Centers. I got one more exit before M19 Memphis Hemet, and then I'm finally gonna go home and relax after a long day.
Yeah, copy that. You've been driving for a little while now. You've got quite the hike. So I hope that you drive safely, and is it raining down there by you?
No, I blew into that, I think, in like Lansing area between Lansing and Flint, and that was about it, and it's pretty dry over here.
Copy that, Roger. It was raining around here maybe about an hour ago, and sprinkling and off and on and whatnot. It got everything wet and greened up all right.
Yeah, it's just haze over here, nothing major. You know, still you can see the haze from the wildfires. So I really didn't do much. I was in Midland City to pick up dog food, and I walked outside, and I'm like, you can still smell the smoke in the air.
Yeah, copy that. You definitely can. I woke up this morning, and the fog was so thick I couldn't see very far, and I thought maybe the smoke had something to do with it as well. I saw it more over the weekends. I was over by the Saginaw County Dog Animal Shelter, and it's right up there by a busy a wide road that you can see down a ways, and it was very smoky. Looking down the road there, you could see there was a definite haze.
And I guess we'll see how tomorrow goes. As I said, it was supposed to alleviate tonight with this rain and kind of blow out of here, but see what happens in the morning. Maybe the dew will kind of attach itself and then drop it out of the sky. A little bit more clear sky so I can breathe easier. I got asthma, and it's not a fun thing sometimes.
Yeah, copy that. I can believe that. I can believe it wouldn't be fun. I woke up wheezing the other day. I had the windows open overnight, and I had a fan blowing all the air in and all the smoke in. When I woke up, I was wheezing. So, I was not pleased about that. But, I appreciate you coming back to me, and we'll talk again. I'm going to go take my dogs for a walk and see what's going on for dinner. This is KFAEDQ, and I'll be clear for now.
KFAEDQ from 73 from KJO. Have a good walk.
Kilo